Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Linda from Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hey, I am doing great. Oh, sounds like there's some Wabash College alumni out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, in fact. What do you do there in Indiana?
I am a dermatologist.
Hey, I'm told that's a very fine way to practice medicine.
Well, it's wonderful. I was actually quite shocked when none of the presidential candidates listed that as their alternate career choice.
Oh, yeah, when they were talking about that, what would they rather be?
All right.
Because it is, of course, a dream job.
It's wonderful.
Really. Tell me what's the greatest thing about being a dermatologist other than the scarification?
It would probably be the fact that you get a good night's sleep most nights.
Yeah, nobody wakes up and says, oh, my God, my eczema is acting up.
Very few.
Call the doctor.
Few.
Linda, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
You bet.
All right, here is your first limerick.
Though Mount Everest's peak is windblown, my screen has four bars. No, five. Shown. Wait, what's that you said? Oh, the battery's dead. Still, I'll say I was using my...
phone.
Exactly right. Who hasn't thought at some point, sure, I'd like to climb Mount Everest, but what if I miss an important call? Thanks to a new cell phone tower put in by China Telecom, these worries are all in the past. British mountaineer Rod Baber was the first person to make a cell phone call from the summit of Mount Everest. He said, quote, it's cold, it's fantastic, the Himalayas are everywhere. He then went on, yeah, I'm calling from the Himalayas. What? The Himalayas. Yeah, I'm on the mountain. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
Some grizzly just gave me a scare. I had salmon he thought I should share. But just think how I felt when I looked at his pelt. I just laughed at his bright orange
hair.
Right. My gosh, that's good. Alaska Fish and Game officials had a problem. Some of the bears on the Russian River were harassing anglers. But how could the fishermen know which bears were trouble? One word. Makeover. The plan is to tranquilize the problem bears and after a nice shampoo, bleach their fur and dye them a festive yellow, green, orange, or blue. That way, when fishermen see a blue bear coming, they know first, do not laugh. Second, get away. Officials assured skeptics that they are not, quote, trying to embarrass these bears. But wildlife photographers are opposing the plan. One said, quote, who wants to take a picture of a clown bear?
I know, clown bear.
Does every badly behaved bear know to check in and get his color? That doesn't...
I don't think it's a volunteer
ridiculous.
Program.
That seems ridiculous. All right, okay, but so they catch so many bears and color them blue, and now anglers think any bear that's not blue is my friend? That's one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard of.
I'm just imagining a blue bear wandering up, starting to catch salmon, and a fisherman looking at him, taking out the bottle of whiskey, shaking his head, throwing it away. Linda, here is your last limerick.
The conductor takes two final bows. That's as much as the milkmaid allows. The magic flute flutters as the maid grabs the udders. Yes, Mozart is great for our...
cows.
Exactly right. You just grabbed that right there. It was great. The Chirigota Dairy Farm outside Madrid has figured out the secret to high milk production. Mozart's Concerto for Flute and Harp in D major. In addition to all kinds of other luxuries like waterbeds, the 700 cows in the dairy are serenaded constantly by the boy genius of Salzburg. In response, the cows line up quietly and happily give up to 8 liters of milk a day more than their eine kleine Nachtmusik-deprived peers.
That's hilarious.
Of course, every few days, the music stops, and the cows are asked to donate a little extra milk to the station to keep the music playing. Carl, how did Linda do in our quiz?
Well, I'll be doing the message on Linda's home answering machine, Peter, because she had 3 correct answers.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.